so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
But give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are
in your sleep?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's coming to us live from the tree.
Do you mind if I go back to sleep?
Go ahead.
Thanks.
But you're going to miss the first day of spring.
Fine. I'll see you when summer gets here. What were you doing?
Come over here. I want to show you something.
Oh, for the love of... What is it?
Look over there, the birds.
What about them?
They're in love.
How do you know that?
Well, he just brought her a worm.
That doesn't mean he's in love. It just proves he does the shopping.
Anyway. It's spring. Take a deep breath.
Stop falling off the windowsill. Are you all right?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to give me a kiss?
Sure.
That wasn't much of a spring kiss.
What is this thing with you and spring?
Doesn't it mean anything to you?
Yes. I've got to order my seeds from Mr. Drucker and get them planted.
To think that you used to be the Don Juan of the Bar Association. I remember one spring when you walked out on the Supreme Court to come out and give me a kiss.
I didn't come out to kiss you. I came out looking for my briefcase. You just happened to be standing there. Now, do you want to make breakfast?
You were so romantical in those days.
I wasn't more romantical. I just happened to misplace my briefcase more often. Now, will you make breakfast?
When you were courting me, you used to write me love poems.
I did?
This is the first poem you ever wrote to me. I pressed it in a menu from the 21 Club.
That's a restaurant check.
But you wrote the poem on the back.
$22? What did we have?
Well, it says so right here. I had champagne and caviar, and you had a bloater and a bottle of beer.
Could we
have... Now you got to hear first the poem. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depths and breadths and heights my soul can reach when feeling out of sight. For the ends of being an ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. Made that up right out of your own head by the waiter was standing there waiting for you to pay the check.
Well, with a $22 tab staring me in the face, I had to think of something to stall.
You wrote beautiful poetry in those days.
Well, guess I did. I had a flair for it, you know.
Would you like to write me a poem now?
Well, let's see. Under the spreading chestnut tree, the village smithy stands. The smith, a mighty man is he, with large and sinewy hands.
Oh, you've done it again.
Look, why don't we go in the kitchen and see if we can dig up a bloater?
There you are, young lover, whoever you are.
Thank you.
Aren't you going to give me a kiss for the hotcakes?
You ought to be thankful I don't have you arrested for it.
Nothing you can say today can make me love you the less.
Thank you.
Now, what should we do today?
Well, the first thing we should do is have the knives sharpened.
I think I'll give you a kiss for that.
Lisa, will you stop this nonsense?
Good morning.
What's the matter with you?
It's spring.
Way up there?
Ain't it spring down there, too?
Sit down, eat your breakfast.
What do we got? Beer and bloaters?
Hotcakes.
It don't sound very festive.
Just eat them and suffer.
Suffering enough. I'm in love.
That's what happens this time of the year.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever been in love?
Yes, he was once.
What do you mean, once?
Well, you haven't written me a poem lately.
You mean this fatherly, silver-haired gentleman used to write poetry?
Eb, I'm going to give...
Hey, maybe you can help me. I was planning on reciting a poem to Claudelia tonight.
Claudelia?
My English girlfriend. She was Miss Tea and Crumpets of 1966.
Look.
What poem were you going to recite?
This one. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways.
Oh, that's very nice, Sam. No.
Oh, wait a minute. Where did you get that poem?
Well, you probably heard me recite it.
No, sir. It was printed in a book.
Oliver, you're famous. They printed your poem in a book.
Yes, gee, man. To think I'm having breakfast with Elizabeth Barrett Brown.
Who is that?
She's the lady the book said wrote the poem.
Oh? I thought you said you made it up on the back of the restaurant check.
Well, I...
Oh, well, what about the other one? Under the spreading chestnut tree, the village smith stands.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
You certainly wrote under a lot of different names.
All right, I didn't write them. I just wanted you to think I was romantic.
Well, you could have done that with a few diamonds.
Will you excuse me? I'd love to stay and listen to y'all fight, but I gotta go pick some flowers for Claudelia.
You can pick them for her after you've finished work.
You expect me to work today? This is a day for lovers, for romance.
It's a good day for looking for another job, too. Now, as soon as I buy the seed, we're going
to... Ab, you can have the day off.
Thank you.
Hey, wait, come back here! Lisa, why did you tell him he could have the day off? It's not a legal holiday.
It is in Hungary. On the first day of spring, nobody works. They have a big festival, and everybody sings and dances in the middle of the street, and everybody brings a girl and a cheese.
Suppose you don't happen to like cheese.
Well, then you can give the cheese to somebody else and keep the girl. Or, if you want to, you can keep the cheese and give the girl to somebody else. But anyway, it doesn't matter, because it's spring! Mr. Drucker?
Good morning, Mr. Drucker.
Mr. Drucker?
Oh, good morning.
Are you all right?
Well, I'm not sure. I woke up this morning with a strange feeling.
Well, what you got is the first day of spring.
Is that the day?
Yes. Now, I'd like to order some...
Just a minute.
Look, Mr. Drucker, I'd like to order my seeds because I want to stop... What happened to you?
Can't you tell? He grew a new head.
I always put this on the first day of spring.
It makes you look very young. Oliver, why don't you wear one of those?
No, thank you. I have my own hair.
I forgot it was spring because it don't mean much around here anymore. In the old days, people had come for miles around and stand outside the store and wait for me to come out with my hair on it. That would be the signal to start the spring festival.
Oh, did you have one of those too?
Oh, yeah. Well, it sure was fun. We'd have a parade, and there'd be floats, and singing and dancing in the park. And the fellas would bring a jug of cider and a girl.
Oh, in Hungary, we did the same thing, only with cheese.
We never tried it with cheese.
Mr. Drucker, can I order my seed?
Why don't you have the festival anymore?
Oh, people got older, and spring just didn't mean anything to them.
Oh, that's sad. Because spring comes around only once a year, no matter what age you are. Like they say in Hungary, the older the cheese, the better you are.
Do they say anything in Hungary that makes sense?
Well, that makes sense. The older the cheese, the... No, it doesn't.
But it doesn't make any sense that you don't have the festival anymore. And I think we ought to have one.
Well, it'd be nice, but nobody seems interested in organizing one.
I'll be glad to organize it. I'll get all the women.
Lisa, you love me, don't you?
Of course I do, darling.
You'd do anything for me?
Of course I would.
Would you do me a little teeny favor?
What is it, sweetheart?
Would you keep your big, fat Hungarian nose out of this?
Mr. Douglas, would you mind explaining to me how this automatic cedar works again?
I've explained it to you twice already.
It's a little hard for me to understand. I've never been an automatic cedar before.
Yeah, I waited almost a week for this seed. Now let's get it planted.
But I don't want to make any mistakes.
All right. I'll explain it to you once more. Now, that's a bag of seed, right?
Just a minute. Yep, they're seeds.
Well, the idea is to plant them 1 foot apart. Now, I figure the tractor moves along at approximately 8 miles an hour. So if you drop one seed every 2 seconds, they should be about a foot apart. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Nothing else is bothering you?
Yes, sir. I'm sitting on a splinter.
Good, it'll keep you awake. Now, are there any more questions?
How do I know when it's 2 seconds?
Haven't you got a watch?
No, I can't afford one on my salary.
Here, use mine.
Thank you. Good-looking watch. Hey, it's got engraving on it. To Oliver Wendell Douglas, from his friends and associates at the law firm of Felton O'Connell, Clay Blakely Harmon, Dillon, and Pastor, in appreciation for 10 years of faithful service to our law firm, and with the hope continued on Watchman.
Will you just drop the seeds?
Yes, sir. One, two, drop. 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 One.
I haven't started yet.
Well, I have. Two, drop. One, two...
Ab, will you please cooperate with me? I'd like to... Now what?
Howdy, Mr. Douglas. Ab.
Hi, Mr. Haney. One, two, drop.
Well, doing your spring planting, huh?
I'm trying.
Well, I won't keep you. That'll be $17.
$17?
One, two, drop.
Will you stop that? Is that about $17?
$18. The meter on my taxes still running. You just hit 19 on the Haney taxi meter.
19?
One, two, drop.
Will you stop that?
I can't stop it until you pay me.
I'm talking to Ab. What's all this about my owing you $19?
Well, that's for taxiing Mrs. Douglas all over the valley.
If she hired you, let her pay you.
Oh, she ain't got no money. She spent her last $12 for the permit for the parade for the spring festival.
The spring?
She's doing a great job of organizing it. It ain't every woman that would hire a taxi for $19. $20. Tempus is sure running up a big fugit.
I told her to forget about that spring festival.
I'll see you later.
Where do you think you're going?
Well, as long as we're having a spring festival, I got a lot to do.
You're not leaving until we plant all the seed.
Oh, I finished that bag.
Now, how could you...
What did you buy?
Come back here! We've got...
Shh! I don't want you to miss the $21 chime. Wasn't that beautiful?
Turn that stupid thing off!
When you pay me the $21.
I'll give you $5.
Well, I'll take it. For a fella whose wife is organizing the spring festival, you sure don't show much class.
Hey, where is my wife? I'd like to have a little talk with her.
Well, the last place I dropped her off was the Millers. And she said when she got down there that she'd walk over to the Ziffels.
Doris, ain't you not going to fix me a little lunch?
Not now. I'm busy chaperoning these two.
Doggone it, Doris. You've sure got a knack for being a killjoy. They're young. They ought to have some fun. Why don't you dance, Arnold? Go over and turn on the Victrola.
You call that dancing?
Miss Douglas, come
hello,
in. Come
hello,
in.
Hello, Mrs. Zimmer. Oh.
I didn't know you had company.
Oh, that's Arnold's current girlfriend, Sue Ann. Every spring he finds a new one.
Oh, well, that's what I came to talk to you about.
Arnold, turn that off. You better take Sue Ann home now. Do you like some coffee?
No, I'd like my lunch.
I was talking to Mrs. Douglas.
Oh, no, thank you. I can only stay a few moments. I just came over to talk to you about the Spring Festival.
Spring Festival? Oh, yes. I used to go every year with my jug.
Yeah, and you used to take me, too.
Yeah, but I had more fun with my jug.
Fred, how would you like...
Ziffel, I didn't come over here to start an argument.
Oh, well, you didn't start it. This has been going on for 30 years.
Well, if that's true, then you need the festival to stop the arguing and start the romance again.
Gee, you know, that would be kind of nice. Remember how it was when we first met Fred? Fred?
Doris, where is the bread?
In the bread box, stupid.
Oh, is that where you keep it?
I don't think a spring festival will help him.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to try. I already spoke to Mrs. Miller and Mrs. Simpson and some of the other women, and they are all going to take part in it.
Gee, I'd like to be in it, too.
Good. Well, why don't you come over a little bit later and see what you can do? Bye.
Bye.
Doris, where do you keep that bread knife?
Look in your back.
Two drop. One, two, 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 drop.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm planting seeds.
In the barnyard?
Well, I had some left over and...
We'll need them tomorrow. Where's my watch?
Oh, I must have dropped that instead of a seed. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Put the rest of the seed in the barn. Crying out loud. Oh, look what you've done.
Well, that's one way of killing time.
Oh, for...
I got your message.
What message?
Oh, the one about, No, that wasn't from you. That was from, No, he doesn't have a telephone. Well, now that I'm here, what can I do for you?
You've done enough.
Hey, how did that happen?
You ran over it.
I did? Well, you better get in touch with my insurance company. Hey, you see, I'm insured for running over, No, that's for people, not watches. Of course, if you'd been wearing the watch when I ran over it.
Where were you this morning when I was planting? I had some questions to ask you.
Oh, I was over at, Oh, it couldn't have been over there. That was yesterday. No, it couldn't have been yesterday because yesterday was Friday.
Today is Friday.
It is? Then I know what I was doing. I was getting some stuff for your wife.
What is that?
Huh? This is some stuff for the festival.
Oh, that stupid festival.
No, this is a spring festival. Stupid festival's next month.
Yes, and you're gonna be king.
I am? Gosh, that makes 3 years in a row.
Oh, hello there.
Oh, here you are, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
don't mention it. I guess you already have, huh? Well, I'll see you at the festival.
You take care of these.
What are they?
Red paint and feathers. That's going to be your festival costume. You're going to be the first robin of spring.
What?
We're going to paste the feathers on you and then paint your breast red.
No, you're not.
Then we're going to have to get Eb to play the robin.
Eb's got work to do. We've got to put 40 acres in seeds before it rains.
Well, you just said the dirty word.
Huh?
Rain. What are you trying to do? Put a hex on the festival?
If we need rain more than we need that silly festival. Nobody's working. Everybody's spending all their time. What's that?
Ralph and Arf are working in the bedroom.
Well, at least somebody's doing something constructive. No, they're not. Excuse me.
Oh, hi, Mr. Douglas.
Howdy doody. Happy spring festival.
Stop that. Would you mind telling me what you're trying to do?
Oh, we're building a float for the parade.
Yeah, it's going to be your nest.
My nest?
Yeah, well, you're playing the robin, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Even though it's a different union, I'd be glad to paint your breast red.
Nobody is going to paint my breast.
Here's your egg.
It goes in the nest, and you sit on it.
Want to try it on for size?
No, I don't. And what are you building this thing in here for?
Well, we thought it'd be warmer in here if you're rehearsing your costume.
We want the robin to have a chapped breast.
Well, don't worry about that, because I'm not going to be a robin.
Boy, you're a real festival pooper.
That's what I am. Now get this out of here.
Now, how do you suggest we do that? It won't fit through the door.
Well, why didn't you think of that before you built it?
Yeah, why didn't we?
Of all the stupid...
What are you yelling about now?
These two idiots built this thing. Now they can't get it out of here.
Don't get your feathers ruffled, Rob. We'll take it apart.
I'll get the crowbar.
Oliver... What have you got against spring?
I haven't got anything against it.
Now, why are you trying to foul up our festival?
I'm not trying to... What happened to you?
It's raining.
Well, you've done it. You made it rain.
How could I make it rain?
You mentioned the unmentionable birds.
All I said was that we need rain more than we need this silly festival.
I guess that's the end of the festival. And that's the end of us.
Please. This is ridiculous. I didn't...
Oh, go sit on your egg.
Oliver, I changed my mind. If you want to, you can sleep in the bed.
No, thanks. I'm comfortable here.
If I got in there with you?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a single nest.
Well, if you took the egg out...
I'd have to clear that with the Audubon Society.
What did you say?
I said...
And what is that supposed to mean?
That's robin talk. A loose translation would mean, let's toss the egg out... And the heck with the Audubon Society.
Filmways presentation, darling.